Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle, I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my eyes spinning like a pound of purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle, I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my eyes spinning like a pound of purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going.
You and the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another edition of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your gracious hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
We are midway through the football season. There's some good games on today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, things are looking a little bit what we thought of and actually not so. We were just completely off the mark. But, you know, that's what football, NFL, you never know. Some teams step it up. Other teams disappoint. And there's plenty of that to go around this season for sure.
Exactly.
And the injury bug.
Oof.
Hey, whoever's the healthiest team is going to win. Your fantasy football league, not the best team per se. The dude who just stars can stay healthy.
And Arian Foster is the latest one. It looks like he's about to go on the IR. They said maybe Monday or Tuesday. Having back surgery, just like, ugh. These were the questions with Arian Foster. It's like he's taken a lot of carries and taken a lot of poundings over the past few years. It's like, yes, he's led the league in carries, but he's getting 300+. You know, he's running the ball a lot. And coming out of college, there are durability questions with him. And now they seem to be catching up with him. So this is why they held on to Ben Tate like this.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going to speak on all these divisions.
Yep.
We're going to give a midseason report, see what we looked at beginning of the season, see how we did. And just talk about some football at the halfway mark.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See what we think is going to play out this time and who we like for the MVPs and some of the surprise teams and some of the teams that you're like, well, damn.
Well, MVP is no question. This is whatever.
Okay.
We all know who the MVP is. Let's just say that.
We want to thank y'all for joining us in the Sports Happy Hour. We are the Brothers Layman. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio under the Black Is Group of Podcasts. You can also find us at our website, www.blackisonline.com. Y'all want to give us any comments, any feedback on what we've been talking about? Just talk some sports in general. Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Hey, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns y'all may have, anything y'all want to know, fantasy-wise, NFL, NBA, you know, MLB will be starting up soon. It don't even matter. We round the world sports. It's all up in here. So hit us up. Leave some comments. Y'all got any questions? Y'all have any joints y'all like to request? Do that also. So hit us up and let us know, definitely, and we'll get back at you.
That's what's up. So we was talking about Arian Foster. Let's just start with the AFC South. This is not a look on my part because I actually had the Texans winning this division.
Ooh,
you know, I think we were kind of we were split on that. You looked at the Colts where they'll pull it out. I mean, we knew those were the clear 1 and 2 teams in the league, but I mean, like.
I was not expecting Houston to drop like this. I thought it would be a close race between the two, and I thought Indy would end up coming out in the end. Just because I have so much faith in Andrew Luck and what he brings to the table, even though he took a whooping today by the St. Louis Rams of all teams, 38-8. It was bad. But they are now 6-3. So clearly ahead of the division. They're the only team in the division that's over 500. Looks like Houston's going to lose today, so that'll drop them some more. So it's not a good look for the Houston Texans. And, you know, the news coming out that Arian Foster is out, you know, Brian Cushing's out, Matt Schaub has been benched. At this point, they're going towards next season. I mean, let's just be clear. We all know the Redskins made that miraculous run last year after, you know, being 3-6 or 3-7, whatever. Right. This ain't happening with them. There's just too many people injured. You know, Case Keenum, Granted, he has shown flashes of being, you know, a potential franchise quarterback for the team in the future. You know, he still has not played very much football, so he's going to make mistakes. He's going to have ups and downs throughout the season. You know, running game-wise, Ben Tate is a very good running back. Do we know if he can shoulder the load? I don't know. He's also had his injury questions, so that's another issue. Andre Johnson's not getting any younger. They're a team that last year they made some noise, had a great defense, but if he can't stay healthy, you know, Matt Schaub, I feel, has always pretty much been overrated. I never thought he was all that good. He was the product of having a great defense around him.
True, yeah.
And then you had Arian Foster, who led the league in rushing. So, I mean, he really didn't have to do much but be a game manager. And up to the and in this season, he just was poor at that. So he had to sit, and, you know, it remains to be seen. Tennessee, they're done already. And just, you know, Jack Locker got hurt today. Right, he can't stay healthy, so they will probably be looking to draft a new quarterback come next season. Ryan Fitzpatrick clearly is not the guy to be your backup.
Of course not.
They lost to the freaking Jacksonville Jaguars today, which is very sad. And what can I say? Jacksonville, they got their first win of the season. That's all I need to say at this point. We are at the halfway mark. So what else do I need to say?
Yeah, Houston has definitely disappointed. They've been on the cusp for a minute. So it seems like that window with this particular group is going to change. You know, Arian Foster, I think, will still be around, you know, but Ben Tate, is either they're going to find out if Ben Tate can carry the load, and if not, then they need to go get another franchise running back.
True that, true that.
You know, you're wasting Andre Johnson's time because he's got the talent. You know, he's injury prone as well, but that defense, too, like, damn, they're getting hit with the injury bug, and it's just all bad for them. Yeah, Tennessee, I mean, we didn't expect much from them, and. And they're showing it now. We all knew what Jake Locker was, and that was probably not a starting quarterback in this league, at least not for the Tennessee Titans.
Definitely not.
You know, so they're going to look for a change. Jacksonville, trade Maurice Jones-Drew.
You might as well get something for him at this point.
He's not Adrian Peterson.
You ain't getting a first-round pick
with
for
the
him.
Vikings, yeah. I'm not trading him yet.
Nope.
You trade him when you is just desperate and like, all right, for the next 3-4 seasons we suck. Yeah, but right now, no, because all y'all need is a quarterback, and boom. Mm-hmm. So he should go on. And, yeah, figure out a way to come to Los Angeles. Hurry up.
Seriously.
You know, we know you don't get that much run in Jacksonville. Come to Los Angeles. Be the Los Angeles, whatever. You fill in the blank.
Change
the name. Get a
football
team here. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tennessee, Chris Johnson. He's been off and on season.
Let's just call it as it is. He has been whack since his 2,000-yard season, period. Period. Yeah, he has not been the same.
And this might be it for Gary Kubiak.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, with his situation, it is unfortunate. But at the same time, you know, you got to have wins to stay in. And he hasn't been producing wins this season. This point, you know, with the loss tonight, they'll be 2-7. And, I mean, what are you going to do? I don't really see them making a huge run to get back in this race. And like I said, Indy's the clear favorite. And, I mean, maybe they have a shot at a wild card because the rest of the AFC isn't really all that potent.
Right.
So we'll see. But for the most part, I'm expecting them to fall out. They'll have a top 10 pick in the draft and new coach, new quarterback, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I see that. So, we'll see what's going on with the Colts. They gotta get some things together right now, but they pretty much are the clear favorite right now to win a division.
Yep.
On to the AFC North. You know, we were both assuming the Bengals would take this. You know, the Ravens and Steelers would be kind of playing for that second spot. The Browns, we were like, no, and it's pretty much come to pass.
Yeah. I mean, looking at the division, Cincinnati – they lost a big game today to Baltimore. That was a big loss for that division.
Very.
They are 6-4, so they are still, once again, the only team in that division over 500. So they're sitting pretty right now. Andy Dalton, we still got questions. It still remains to be seen if he can be that guy for the future. But if he can lead them to a playoff win, I mean, I think he'll save himself another season. But if they start to fade out towards the end of the season, I think they also will be looking in the new direction for a quarterback. Giovanni Bernard has been awesome. He has been unbelievable. He's my guy so far for Rookie of the Year offensively. I mean, I think there's no question about that. He's been what they have needed. They got the law firm, but he is just he's terrible. They needed to start giving this kid 20 plus carries a game. I don't know why they're not trying to feed to the law firm's ego. I mean, I guess you will need him towards the end of the season just because when it gets cold and
system.
Yeah, you know. But he is the electricity that I mean, man. If you saw the great play he made last week, he had a great catch today as well. So he's sick, man. He's really good.
Oh yeah, like six catches today.
He's a beast.
Yeah, they just don't run him enough. He should be getting more than Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. He don't have to get 20 carry, but he should be getting more than Ben Jarvis is.
And then Cleveland, I mean, they've been the surprise in the division so far. Mm-hmm. They are second in the division technically. They are 4-5 right now. Josh Gordon coming back from his suspension has looked like a Pro Bowl type receiver, someone they can build around. I know there are questions about him getting traded, but they ain't giving him up. He is like the one, besides Jordan Cameron, he's the other weapon that they have, and they cannot lose him.
Jordan Cameron a rookie this year?
Oh, Jordan Cameron, this is his third season.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so it goes to show you. They've had some talent. Now guys are starting to show their skills. And Jason Campbell, I think, was a nice bring-in for them, mm-hmm. somebody who can be a good backup, even though he was kind of jumped over by Brian Hoyer. When he went down in that last game, Brandon Whedon had to come in, people were holding their breath, and he got booed after what happened? 3 straight incompletions. Boo this man, get him out of here. And then luckily Jason Campbell was able to come back. So he's shown some good things. They were able to score some points and move the ball. So hopefully Jason Campbell, if they can, they might have a good shot at a wild card spot if they can maintain and, you know, win a few more games here. With Baltimore, they have just been a clear disappointment. I mean, we all knew that losing Ed Reed, losing Ray Lewis, and these guys would have an impact leadership-wise, mostly on their team. But definitely we're not expecting them to fall like this. They are 4-5 at this point. Ray Rice has looked like a complete shell of himself. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's hurt. Just doesn't want to come out and say it. But if you have him in fantasy like I do, I know you are frustrated, man. And are on the verge of like, should I drop this fool? Because I'm almost there. I am almost to that point. Like, should I just drop him and get somebody else? Because he's not doing nothing.
Nah, he's – I took a gamble on starting him. I was like, hold on one more time. See if Lamar Miller go off, I'm gonna be pissed off too. Especially if I lose because of it, I'm like, which I probably will because I just had bad luck this season. Jeez.
And then Pittsburgh's just looked bad this season. They have won a few games. They are 3-6 right now, with another win today over the Bills. So they're back in the thick of things. Seems to be back in the wild card race, trying to. So Mike Tomlin is just. Looks like he ready to explode sometimes with his frustration he has shown. No questions came out. Big Ben supposedly is thoughts of wanting to be traded. I'm like, look, man, you're old. You're banged up. You're injury prone. Nobody's going to cough up much to get you. So you might as well just stick it out. I know you're frustrated. Todd Haley needs to go after the season. They need to bring in and definitely.
It's probably going.
They need to bring in a new coordinator. Someone who can click with Ben and get his mind right.
This is 3 years he's been the offensive coordinator?
Yes, I believe so.
And they've
had friction all 3 years since the moment he came in.
The running game has been terrible, and so, there's no who's a new back. And
Le'Veon Bell looks good. I mean, he looks like he can be that go-to running back, mm-hmm. a la your Jerome Bettis. You know, mm-hmm. for the next few years.
Yeah, you got a legit starting running back.
Exactly. They just need help on that offensive line because, God, it might be the worst in football. Ugh.
No, it isn't. I think that's probably a big reason why Big Ben is wanting to leave because, you know, line play is part of the Steelers format. You guys, you need an offensive line. I mean, you won with him when you were running the ball well, playing magnificent defense, and he was making plays. No, only one of them two Super Bowls was he the best dude out there. That first one, he was just all Jerome Bettis in the defense. Second one, he proved he could air it out. The guy got some skills, but you know, he's had some off the field issues that organization has stuck by him and hadn't really, you know, gone out his way, you know, to make him feel kind of some kind of way. You know, exactly. they real supportive. That's one of the well-run organizations in the league within sports, period. Shout out to the Steelers on that end. But, like, dude, hey, stick it out. I think it'll be worth it. But, yeah, they're going to have some kind of change.
They're going to have some kind of change. I don't think Mike Tomlin will lose his job.
No.
They're normally,
Todd Haley will go first.
Yeah, Todd Haley will definitely go first. They're normally pretty stable when it comes to coaches. They give you a pretty decent sized leash. Right. And I'm sure, you know, Mr. Rooney, who has been around the sport forever, I'm sure he knows something about the game of football. I'm sure he knows his offensive line needs some help. And I'm sure he'll address it in the offseason. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are cap issues, which, you know, I know as players, it seemed like they just be like, you got the money, just go get folks. Like, easier said than done.
Exactly. They got to cut cats. And so.
Oh, yeah, the Browns, their defense has stepped up. You know, and it's really almost challenging the Bengals as the best defense in that division. You know, they're just offense.
Offensively challenged.
They got some nice weapons, but they traded Trent Richardson. Which nobody, you know, I think.
Hey, they came up on that one so far. They looking like the winners on that one. They got a first round pick.
Yep. And
booyah.
That first round pick turns out to be something really.
For next year's draft.
Yep.
Which is supposed to be deep with quarterbacks. They can get a running back and a quarterback.
That's why teams do not like giving up number one picks.
Don't let them get. They can get Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football. Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, Ravens are the shell, and, you know, it ain't all on Flacco. It's just the they maxed out. They maxed out, you know, got hot.
At the right time.
Got Ray Rice, got Ray Lewis his title. I mean, it works like that sometimes in football.
It worked
like
out.
Just that team that's destined to win it.
Yeah.
And now with the cap issues, and, of course, for me it is once a guy in the NFL wins his first ring, it's all about the paper.
Yep.
They like, hey, now that I cash and I got my ring, who going to pay me the most money? I don't care where I go.
And Flacco got
I ain't
paid.
Mad at him. And that's why with Joe Flacco was he was the most winningest quarterback.
In the playoffs.
Right. So. And he finally let him, and that's what you get paid for. So I ain't mad at him like that. I mean,
his agent did a good job.
Did you have to overpay him?
His agent did a stand-up job. All right, props to his agent. I want his agent. Because he got him paid.
So hopefully in a couple of years you can give him some better tools.
Now, I mean, questions are going to pop up in the offseason.
Do
you get rid of Ray Rice at this point? Has he been worn? Has he been worn out? So this is what they talk about with running backs and running backs only have so long to last in the NFL, which, of course, a lot of people say not for long. So, you know, he's still in he's in his late 20s, but, you know, he has a lot of wear and tear on those tracks. So, it'd be interesting to see. You know, we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, and we were on the Cincinnati. I think they've been playing steady, like you said, Giovanni Bernard and Marvin Jones and
Mohamed Sanu. I mean, they have some pieces.
Yeah, they got talent on both ends.
Losing Geno Atkins for the year hurts.
Yeah.
That's going to be a massive blow to the defense. He was their best pass rusher on the defensive line, and especially at the defensive tackle position. That's tough. You know, you've seen he's probably the best pass rushing defensive tackle since Warren Sapp. So to lose him is a big loss. Saw today they lost to the Ravens, so hopefully this doesn't lead to a downward spiral for them, because Marvin Lewis, we all know he's been there a long time, but walking on thin ice.
Yeah, luckily they're 4-0 at home, and I think they'll, you know, I still think they'll hold out and win the division.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Pittsburgh's not. Baltimore, unless they make a run, but even then, I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But on to. Let's go to AFC East.
All right. We thought it was going to be pretty easy. And, I mean, for the most part, it's going how we figured it would go. New England winning the division.
Mm-hmm. We didn't think they looked as bad as they looked.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady has looked. For them to be 7-2, that's very impressive because Tom Brady has looked god-awful. I mean, it's clear he misses his pieces. He misses Wes Welker. Mm-hmm. He misses Danny Woodhead. You know, even with Aaron Hernandez, I shot somebody's ass. He misses him. You know, he got Gronkowski back now. Yep. Danny Amendola looks like he's trying to stay healthy a little bit. So, you know, you got Shane Vereen coming back off of IR. So, I mean, he's starting to get his weapons back. I mean, we saw last week they put up 55 freaking points on the Steelers. So, I mean, clearly they're starting to roll again. Offensively, and starting to get back into the rhythm of things. The Jets, though, have been the clear surprise, I think, for everybody of the division.
Yeah, because we got in late. They got rookie quarterback.
Keep in mind, this was pre they got rid of Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, this was still what they're going to be.
Yeah.
And they've been the surprise team for me, probably out in the AFC. I did not expect them to be 5-4 at this point. I didn't expect their defense to be old school Rex Ryan defense.
Like, I mean, we've all known he can coach defense. I mean, clearly he's showing he can still coach it at a very high level. I mean, the question mark has been and always will be, it was the quarterback situation. Mark Sanchez got hurt. You know, they're clearly going to get rid of him probably in the offseason. Geno Smith has stepped in, has been up and down as you would assume a rookie would be. He's shown some flashes, won some games. You know, and they're 5-4, and Rex Ryan has gotten back to what he did when Mark Sanchez first got there, which is run the ball and play defense. Mm-hmm. And they have been doing both of the two very well to a high level, and that's why they are where they are at 5-4, and definitely look to be one of the clear leaders in getting a wild card spot.
That's what's up, man. They are. Yeah, I like the Jets there too, man. They have Cully stepped their defense up. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris Ivory is coming out of nowhere. Again, Blau Power, they just got that running game on point. Geno Smith, I've been impressed. I mean, he hasn't stunking up consistently, but he hasn't been consistently great either. But you see the guy, seems like he has some tools, and you're like, okay, he's definitely worth a shot at starting again next year and see what he can do. And then
Miami Dolphins, folks.
They're
about to crumble. Their whole season is about to just fall right beneath them. Mm-hmm.
It clearly seems like losing Reggie Bush and Jake Long and a lot of that veteran leadership has taken a toll in there. Outside of the drama, which we'll probably get on again at after all this. But just the way they're playing football, it's been so-so. Lamar Miller has looked nice at times. He seems like he's starting to get his groove a little better. Tannehill, you know, they've been just okay offensively. They started off pretty well. And then all of a sudden it seems like they're going back down to normal. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this whole incognito shit has just been a damn distraction.
That was just something they did not need. Makes you wonder. You know, Jake Long left, Reggie Bush left. You know, those were some of their, you know, bigger name veterans on the team. And, you know, losing them was a huge loss for them. You know, definitely leadership-wise, but also talent-wise on the field. You know, now with the whole Richie Incognito situation, you basically lost two starting offensive linemen, which doesn't help their team at all. The locker room, nobody knows what's going on in there. You know, guys are split on certain things. You know, we don't know what's going on. So I think they're a team that's in decline at this point. I think they're going to find themselves in a little bit of a downward spiral. But who knows? Maybe this might be something they can rally around and, you know, come together and, you know, try to pull one out for their coach. But it doesn't seem like – it seems like the whole organization as a whole is just – I don't know. They're shady.
I feel like you're just thinking that it was either going – the season's going to go one of two ways. Either this is going to be a rallying point for the locker room and just like, hey, we all got one common goal now. Forget all the differences. Let's be a team. And, you know, they put some things together because they're not that far off, you know, just – 4-4 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or they're just going to tank.
Yeah.
Second half season, it's just going to be loss after loss and time to blow it up and see what happens.
I have heard there have been rumors out there that the owner is considering, you know, blowing up the whole team, GM, coach included. you know, if things don't go well this season. So we'll see what happens.
He gives a black eye.
And then, huge black eye on the organization. And then the Buffalo Bills, I mean, new coach, new quarterback, new system, same Bills.
Yeah, it's sad because I thought they would tend to actually play a little better, yeah. But they haven't, man. Just Spiller is okay. They seem like they don't know who's going to be the lead back and who's not. They could just make it a two-back system, but it seems like it's just they fighting for it.
Yeah.
EJ Manuel hadn't really looked the part, and he got hurt. And you know, they're just a so-so team.
Yeah.
3-7.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
They're another one. They'll probably end up having a top 10 pick at the end of the season, and you know.
Hopefully do something with it or not.
Whatever.
Is Mario Williams making an impact? Or is he just putting up good numbers?
He's just putting up good numbers. I mean, whatever.
Jeez.
Sad.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the surprise of the AFC. I mean, you could argue that these are the two best teams in the AFC in this division. I mean, first off, you got Kansas City, who, my God, man, 9-0. Nobody predicted they would be undefeated. If you did, you're a Chiefs fan. That is the only way you predicted they'd be 9-0. If you're just a Chiefs fan, like, yep, we going undefeated. And then you just had hope. And your hope has been answered because their defense has been unreal. I mean, they're following the formula. They have a solid defense. Mm-hmm. They have a franchise running back in Jamal Charles who can rip a touchdown anytime he touches the ball. And Alex Smith is not turning the ball over, which has been his forte forever.
Yep.
I mean, he is a game manager. That's what he is. That's who he is. And, you know, it works. It works for Andy Reid. It works for his system. He can scramble a little bit and, you know, avoid the rush and gain yards when he needs to. Now, granted, you know, they haven't had the toughest schedule.
No.
They haven't had the hardest schedule to play as of yet.
You know, but
they have one upcoming. Schedule. Yeah, but, I mean, you got to beat the teams that are in front of you. They didn't choose. So, you know, props to them.
Yeah, they put the hurting on them. Yeah. I mean, this is he's clearly going to be coach of the year.
Without question.
I mean, he has really turned his team around, really used that talent and made it live up to his potential because that defense is rock solid.
They are vicious. And, I mean, you're almost like, this is the same defense that was here last year. What the heck happened?
Right.
Like, what's the difference? Quarterback is the difference. Matt Castle, that's why y'all were so bad last year. So let's just call it as it is.
And Alex Smith is a winner. We always talk about the guy. He wins games.
He wins games. You know, and you can't knock a quarterback for that.
Yo, now,
it's all about winning.
Right. We can argue that, you know, they haven't been really tested. And what happens if they're behind? Can they air it out? I mean, you know, those are questions. But I'll take them 9-0 and them questions.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all 31 other teams will do the damn
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. They'd be happy to be in them shoes. So
I mean, hey, and these quarterbacks can win Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Are these franchise quarterbacks that can just win multiple? Probably not, but you get lightning in a bottle.
Exactly.
You rely on what got you there. He has the know-how and the skill to win. So,
and then you got the Denver Broncos. Whoop, whoop. 8-1. Beat the San Diego Chargers today. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah,
I mean, that goes to show you just how tough the division is. The Broncos are 8-1 and are second place.
I mean,
what do you want?
Seemed like Mr. probably going to win another MVP.
What can Manning. I say?
Damn.
He is hands down unanimously the MVP at this point. There is no, I don't think there's a question about that. Okay. He has to be the MVP.
We can find one.
Hey, psst. That's a Peyton Manning and a Denver Bronco hater right there. That's all that is. Peyton Manning's clear cut the MVP. Their offense has just been unstoppable up to this point. They're on pace to score the most points ever in a season. I mean, what more can I say? I mean, you have weapon after weapon after weapon that teams have to account for. Peyton Manning has looked better with age. You know, he looks fresh. He looks good. Unfortunately, they did have the situation with John Fox, who had to have heart surgery.
Yeah.
He'll be out for some time. But, you know, congrats to Jack Del Rio. Got his first win today as a head coach of the Broncos. So good for them. You know, their defense are going to have to shore up a little bit because they played well in the first half, but they gave up too many points in the second half. So can't have that.
No,
but I mean,
yeah, not like what I'm seeing. I mean, they've lived up to the hype. I mean, a lot of people argue that they are the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. Some people say Kansas City based on record. And for me, I'm on that. It is Kansas City because based on life. That's mm-hmm. how if NFL is. It's based on your damn record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not a clear-cut number one by all means, but, you know, they're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a test. Denver's
the second best
next,
team in the league.
These next few games because Kansas City, they play, you know, y'all twice.
Mm.
And San Diego.
Mm. Let's go. Pay them twice in 3 weeks. That will settle who wins the division right there. Whoever,
these next three games
will determine the division pretty much.
Because while they get Kansas City during that middle game, y'all play at New England.
See, and you see, and here comes
that might be a first place in the conference AFC game.
The NFL scheduled this. The NFL guys just came out and just made this great. You got three primetime games in a row. You got Denver against undefeated Kansas City. Then you got Peyton Manning against Tom Brady. Then you got if Kansas City, you know, happens to beat Denver and beat San Diego, now you got an undefeated Kansas City again. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Oh, no, you know they scheduled
the game. Woo! Yeah, well, we saw what happened. They moved the game to Sunday night.
Yeah, your next two games are Sunday nights. Like, but, yeah, I think those, you know, for both teams towards the end of the season, it's not really much to worry about. But these next three games for both teams might determine.
This is going to be a test.
Who's going to get that home field in the first round.
And then at the bottom, you got San Diego and Oakland. San Diego. No, Mike McCoy's first season, it has not been bad. I did predict. Thank you. Pat myself on the back. I predicted Phillip Rivers would have a bounce back year. He has looked like the Phillip Rivers of old and has been crisp. And he has been on, has been doing his thing. Danny Woodhead looks like a very good pickup for them.
Very much so.
Makes y'all wonder kind of like, well, why the heck didn't y'all keep Darren Sproles then? It's basically kind of the same player, but he's done a great job for them, giving Phillip Rivers somebody to throw to on the third down. Also does a good job of picking up the blitz, so clearly a weapon Tom Brady misses. But, you know, defensively is where they're questioned. They give up way too many big plays, as evidenced by today with Denver. They just gave up huge big plays to Denver that allowed them to win. So the defense has been the question mark. Offensively, though, they have looked much better. I mean, they're 4-4.
Yeah.
They are in the race for a wild card spot. It'll be tough considering you got, you know, two teams in your same freaking division.
One of them is going to be the wild card.
Yeah, one of them is going to be the wild card. So you got to beat out everybody else. That would be crazy to have three teams from the AFC West in the playoffs. But, you know, stranger things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the Raiders at the bottom. What can I say? We knew they'd be last.
Dan McFadden.
Honestly, they got more wins than I thought they'd have at this point. They 3-6.
No, they've been in a lot of them.
Terrell Pryor has played okay. Is he a franchise quarterback? No. I tried to give the man some credit, you know, up to this point, but it seems like he's starting to regress. I mean, his game today against the Giants was just poor. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. And he's like a more athletic version of Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he's a running quarterback who can't really pass.
Yeah, so, I mean, I said he was inaccurate to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like he was trying to prove me wrong when the season started. But come back to what I said from Jump Street, he is very inaccurate. They're definitely going to need a new quarterback. Very deep quarterback draft coming out next year. So, Johnny Football.
Yeah, everybody competing for him. Oh no, your boy who you said should be the number one pick.
Who?
Who'd you say?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater does need to be the number one pick. He is flying under the radar, and that's fine. Cause when it comes to draft time, he is the best quarterback on the board. Period.
All right.
Period.
Yeah, so we know they all playing.
But we all know it's the Raiders, so it wouldn't surprise me if they were like, oh, Johnny Football's available. Al Davis strikes again.
They just can't get off that train. But yeah, Oakland, I mean, Darren McFadden's done nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to figure something out. They lost right now. It's not they have some talent on the wide receivers. You know, Darius Moore is nice. But, you know, but they got to do something. San Diego, for their first season under the coach, it's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they can stay above 500, maybe get 8-8, I'd call that a win for them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right, so looking at the standings right now, Kansas City right now. It's Kansas City, Colts, Bengals, and New England winning their divisions.
And then you got Denver, and then you got the Jets as the wild card.
Do you think that's going to play out?
No. Okay. I'm biased, so I don't care. I think Denver's going to win the division. Kansas City will be the wild card. I can see the I do see the Jets making the playoffs. I do think the Jets are going to squeak it out and make the playoffs. It's going to be tough. The AFC division, the AFC playoff race is going to be hard. A lot of great quarterbacks. I mean, look at this. You got Andrew Luck, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. There's some second tier quarterbacks.
Yeah, you got Andy Dalton,
Geno Smith, and Alex Smith.
I mean, Joe Flacco's still in the mix, but yeah. I mean, that last spot, which is going to be, because AFC's gotten two guys in there.
Well, I will say this. I think it will be between the Jets and the Browns. I think the Browns might have a very good opportunity to sneak in there.
What do I think? Yes, Jets. I don't have no faith in Baltimore to do it. I'm just...
It's tough. It's a tough call. That last wild card spot is going to be up for grabs from everybody.
But I do think the Jets are going to hold on. Outside, so who do you think is going to win the conference? Who do you think is going to have the bye weeks?
I think it's going to be the Broncos. I think you have the Broncos, and I also think you will have New England.
Okay.
As a two top teams.
Okay.
I'm New England. I just don't think they're going to lose their division. Denver, I think. If they can split, I think if they can at least split the series with Kansas City, Denver will be in good shape. Because I do think Kansas City may lose a couple games in the future when the schedule gets a little bit tougher. So
okay.
We'll see.
And I see that. I think they'll hold out. Indy lost a huge game today.
Mm.
So they could be 7-2 tie with New England. But this is a game they should have won and looking blown out. Meanwhile, New England is starting to get his mojo back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree. So, yeah, nice division.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a nice battle at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come right back, talk some NFC, who we like, who shocked us, and all that good stuff. Y'all listening to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. So what'd you think of our picks? What'd you think of how we think this AFC race is going to play out? Hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Leave a message, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely. You want to question it? You got any questions? You think you disagree? Hey, let us know. We'll definitely get back at you. And holla at us.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. In the NFC, let's just start with the division that we both just clearly got wrong, at least winning this division.
Up to this point.
Yeah, maybe. NFC East, we both had the Giants coming out of this division. Wow.
Started off 0-6. Sad thing is they are now third in the division. That there's the NFC East for you. I mean, you never know with this division. I mean, the Cowboys are leading right now at 5-4. This is why I could pick the Cowboys to win the division. I mean, they clearly should be head and shoulders above everybody else in this division. They just can't do it. Got a big game coming up tonight against New England. Mm. I mean, excuse me, against New Orleans. So I'm expecting them to lose, which will take them down. And I don't know if Philly holds the tiebreaker or not, but that bump Philly to first.
Yeah, we
Philly's 5-5.
I mean, we didn't. That's the opposite because we thought Philly would be. We didn't think Philly would be Philly, that good.
Yeah, I thought Philly was going to be bomb. Bomb, not B bomb, but just bomb.
Well, I thought they did. I didn't think they'd be competing to win a division.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, all these teams are competing to win a division, which is so sad. Golly, you know, look at this. 5-4 Dallas, 5-5 Philly, 3-6 New York Giants, 3-6 Washington Redskins. Golly, clearly the worst division in football.
I mean, yeah.
There is no question this is the worst. The worst of the worst.
Like no clear cut winner at all. You know, this is the same thing when we used to shit on the NFC West. Oh,
And the AFC West.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who they going to have coming out? Whoever, neither of these, nobody in this division should make it.
I never forget when Seattle got in at 7-9. Everybody like, oh, are you kidding me?
This is the trophy.
This is a travesty. Yeah, look at.
Let's change the rules. Like the no team, like. And then what they do, beat New Orleans.
Yep, and now look at them.
Super Bowl.
9-1 on just whooping cats. So, it is what it is. Right. But. Back to this division. I mean, the Giants are about to do what they did last all these other years. They're about to just start rolling and just roll right in and win the division. If they start off 0-6 and end up winning the division, Jerry Jones needs to fire himself and just give up ownership and give up everything from being the Dallas Cowboys because obviously something wrong. I want to know who he's going to blame for this one because it was Tony Romo was going to come out and finally study like Peyton Manning. And so you're telling me he wasn't studying the tape beforehand. So now it's the same old Cowboys. They're basically 500 as they always are. Will they make the playoffs? Maybe if they win their division. Because if they don't win their division, there's a very good chance they just ain't making the playoffs because the wild cards are going to be very tough. Mm-hmm. And Philly, I mean, Nick, what can we say? Nick Foles looks fantastic. Everybody questioned, since he's not a quote-unquote running quarterback, can he run Chip Kelly's offense? Mm-hmm. He looks a lot damn better than Michael Vick did running that offense. I can tell you that much. Touchdown passes. I don't care if it was the Oakland Raiders. 7 touchdown passes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And then they come out and beat Green Bay today. Granted, they didn't have Aaron Rodgers, which... They ain't got Aaron Rodgers. They're garbage.
Yeah.
It's what it looks like at this point. But he went to Green Bay and won.
Right.
Granted, they can't win at home.
Right. That's a big win to go up and get 2 wins in the division they're in.
Yeah, that's a huge win for them.
You get a nice win that was pretty much penciled in as a loss. Hey, you take that.
That's definitely big for them. Yeah. And hey, Chip Kelly. Hey, he's 500 right now. A lot of people didn't think he would do well. You know, he ain't revolutionizing the NFL by any means at all. But so far, so good. I mean, if he can end up 500, I think that's a good season for him being it's, you know, he came from college to the NFL. You know, we'll see what happens from there. But so far, so good. Does Michael Vick deserve his job back? I don't think so.
If they keep winning, nope, you can't put him in.
Cannot at all. And he's in the last year of his deal anyway. So for me, I mean, it just makes sense.
You know what you get with Michael Vick.
Exactly. With Nick Foles, let's see if he can be that quarterback for the future. Mm-hmm. And third, we have the Giants, who started off 0-6. Got no running backs. They finally got Andre Brown back today.
But he got hurt at the first game of the season.
No running backs. David Wilson wasn't doing squat. Then they had to sign Peyton Hillis off the street. It's like they were terrible.
Bringing back Brandon Jacobs.
Ugh. Eli Manning leads the league in interceptions.
No, that once vaunted pass rush is nothing.
Garbage defense. And now they have won 3 straight games. What is going on? Tom Coughlin's like, I ain't losing my job yet.
That's what's up. He is it, man. He is it.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, let me get in
the- They do this every year. I know Giants fans are like pulling their hair out at this point. Like, what? Why couldn't y'all win 1-2 games in the beginning of the season? Right. And then just start winning now. Like, God, 0-6, and now we gotta dig our way out the hole. But they are digging. And let me tell you something. They won this week. If the Dallas Cowboys lose tonight, their game against the Giants coming up is going to be huge.
Yeah, again.
And if Dallas loses that game, oh, God. Like I said, Jerry Jones needs to fire himself.
Well, they're going to have to do something. Somebody getting fired.
Jason Garrett's getting fired, period.
You know, because clearly you can't run the ball. If you don't think it's DeMarco Murray, then figure it out.
Yeah.
But Tony Romo is not Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Definitely
and
not.
Nothing wrong with that.
He ain't top 10. I've been saying it. Me and Chris have been going back and forth on this forever. I say he ain't top 10.
To me, he's good enough for you to win. But if he's not, like I said, he's not good enough
to carry the load.
Yes. And there's only 4 of them dudes in the league. So, damn. But you've gotten to. Hey. Woo! There are a lot of teams who will take Tony Romo.
Of course.
Yeah, they're something's going to happen with them. It's not going to be pretty if they don't make the playoffs and win the damn division.
Yeah.
Did with Philly. Hey, man, you got LeSean McCoy always doing this thing. Nick Foles has looked, you know, he winning for now.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, I mean, yeah, they do this shit every damn year. They always play better the second half of the season.
It's like deja vu always.
And Dallas Cowboys do not.
And then RG3 and the Redskins, last place, 3-6. I mean.
Can you say opposite season from last year? Damn.
I don't know what's going on. And I told Quist, and if any of y'all want to chirp in, please hit us up. Is it possible that all this hype that surrounded RG3, all of this, oh, he's this, he's that, he's this. Is it possible he was a product of the system at Baylor? Because now the quarterback who's quarterbacking Baylor right now is looking pretty daggum good. Secondly, he has had to just sit in the pocket and basically throw the ball this year. And he hasn't really looked all that good doing it. Is it possible we overhyped him and thought he was better than he really is? I mean, a lot of people were like, oh, is it Andrew Luck? Is it RG3? No, there was no question it was Andrew Luck over RG3. You know he was the better quarterback than RG3. Had he come out the prior year, he would have been the number one pick over Cam Newton.
Yep.
So, I mean, are you kidding me? Andrew Luck was the best quarterback. There's no question about that. The rest of them, I don't know. You still have questions about Ryan Tannehill. We are now starting to have questions about RG3. And even some people are starting to have questions about Russell Wilson to an extent. I mean, we all know Brandon Whedon is done. But for the rest of these quarterbacks, this is like the best quarterback draft ever. That's just why we have to hold our horses and wait for a few years and let these guys develop. Andrew Luck looks like the best of the bunch, clearly, even though he wasn't getting no pub from anybody. Even Colin Kaepernick looks weak this season. He looks garbage. So all this stuff about the whole run option and dual threat quarterbacks, it's very overrated. Yes, you want a quarterback who can move, who can possibly scamper, get you some yards, you know, if things break down. But you got to have a guy who can throw from the pocket. Andrew Luck was clearly the best one out of all of those. And it's showing now in the NFL. So,
man, he's had a disappointing season. There's, mm-hmm. I mentioned And we did our preview show with the folks over at the Welcome to the Village. What's going on, KJ?
Going on, sir. And Uncle Red. Uncle Red.
And KK, yeah,
your Buccaneers suck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said it. I'm sorry. And I know you hated me probably on the preview when I said they was going to be weak, but stats say.
And we're going.
Record says.
Right.
Zero wins. They're weak.
Don't worry. We're going to get it on them next.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I mean, I said on there that I didn't like the vibe between Shanahan and RG3 early. And it feels like nothing has changed.
Yep.
You know, it's like, why aren't you running the offense that made you so successful? I mean, they stopped running the ball against Minnesota.
Exactly.
They had a lead. You got Alfred Morris in there. Your running game has been
solid.
He's
averaging 5 yards a carry.
And you stopped running the ball and getting conservative. And you end up losing the game to a team who was in the playoffs last year, mind you. So they got playoff aspirations as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't. There isn't going to be from 3-6, we just going to win 7 and 8.
Not happening this season.
No. Like we said, their division is winnable.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not have to do all of that, but they're going to need some help for real.
Yeah, definitely.
And now with the hype going in after the last season of what could be, now you're like, oh, we on our way down.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention all the name drama that they got to deal with.
Exactly.
So this division is, like we said, it's up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to see if Dallas is going to make this game interesting or it's just, the Cowboys again. Is it time for that Tony Romo INT?
Yep. I'm sure it'll happen tonight on primetime.
Oh, you know you got to give us one. It wouldn't even be right if you didn't give us one.
Give us a 4-interception game, Tony.
Man, on to the NFC South where.
Wow.
Yeah. I had the Falcons winning this one. And disappointing ain't the damn word. They've been
beyond disappointing.
Yeah, just.
They in Tampa Bay category right now. They are garbage and irrelevant.
2-7. You figured it would be 7-2. 2-7.
I don't know what's happened to Matty Ice. I know losing Julio Jones was huge. That was a huge loss. And Roddy White as well.
Even though he finally came back.
And Steven Jackson. I mean, he did lose a lot of weapons that I'm sure he relied on in this offense. And when that happens, you know, cats double team Tony Gonzalez. You got to air it out to Harry Douglas and some of these other unknown players. It's tough. It's tough to win. Steven Jackson has not looked at all like the person they signed him to be.
Prize free agent. Like, this is the biggest free agent pickup.
Like, this is one of the most disappointing free agent pickups of the offseason. Hopefully he can get it together, but God, it's looking bad. And
Matty Ice done melted. Matty Walter, nigga,
they got their butts spanked by Seattle today. And Lord have mercy, it was not pretty.
No, I mean, they, you know, Matt, people starting to have doubts about Matt Ryan. Their defense has gotten even worse right now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they gonna do, but they have disappointed for sure. While the Saints, though,
who I chose,
yeah.
Looking like they should be winning the division. Yeah, they have been a disappointment, though, at points and points in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Losing Darren Sproles was big last game. Yeah, no Marcus Colston. Jimmy Graham got hurt. So, once again, when you lose all your weapons, it's hard. It's hard. But, I mean, for them to be 6-2, they're still at top of the division.
Yeah,
Carolina
Ryan,
is
man.
Giving them a chase, though, for that title. But
they are, though.
Drew Brees has to win tonight. I mean, they have to win tonight. Tonight is a must-win game for them. If anybody can do it, Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, right now Panthers won an ugly game over the Niners on the road.
10-7.
I mean, fifth straight game. I mean, they are like.
Excuse me, 10-9.
Yeah. Oof.
Once again, Colin Kaepernick, where you at?
Hey, that defense.
You're supposed to be the best quarterback ever.
Proven major. I mean, maybe Cam Newton finally getting it. It's finally clicking offensively, or
it's the defense. He looked horrible today too. God, he looked bad. He was at one point he was like 2-for-11. It was terrible. It was a terrible showing from both sides offensively. I mean, a great showing on the defensive sides of the ball, but and then Aldon Smith ran his situation, brought a little bit of a dark cloud to the team.
Yeah.
Like I said on the last episode, up to this point, he really hasn't received a punishment. Not sure if he's going to get one, or I'm not sure if it's just hinging on what happens with the whole the weapons charge that he has against him. Maybe that's what it is. But you know, so far they look good on defense, but offensively they just couldn't get anything going.
Yeah.
But Carolina, you know, watch hats it. Off to Rob Rivera. I mean, he's playing for his job basically this season, and he wants to keep it. So if they can keep rolling like they have been, hey, they're definitely going to be in one of the wild card teams, if not possibly the division team leader.
Oh no, they are, and they are 2-0 in their division. So that's a nice, and yeah, it's all about winning games for these two teams, and they haven't played each other. They play each other week 14 and week 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Carolina has a rough game going playing New England next week.
Oof.
So I mean, these are the test games. If they can play well, you know, they got a shot to definitely get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Buccaneers.
Donut.
To go, Schiano.
Donut. Yeah, Schiano's got to go. I've echoed what I've said before. I never liked him when he was hired by the team. I thought he was just in over his head. At this point, they haven't won a game up to this point. They are the last team in the NFL without a win. They've had some close games. I will give him that much. They haven't necessarily been blown out in a bunch of their games. You know, they have kept it close. Almost beat New Orleans earlier in the season. Mike Glennon has shown flashes that he could potentially be, you know, the franchise guy. But they're just flashes at this point. Mike James has looked pretty good at running back for them as well. Mm-hmm. But losing Doug Martin, that clearly hurts. Yeah,
Mike Williams is out.
They still don't really have a tight end to go to at all.
I mean, you just come in and you just lose your quarterback.
Yeah,
just off of confidence. Like, he's just not good.
So
they're a young team. And, yeah, I think they just need a whole new locker room vibe.
Yeah, they need a new coach. Let me say, go for Gruden. Try. I would say try. Try your damnedest to bring him back.
They can, but I don't know about that. let's go over to the NFC North. This was funny when we did on that show because everybody had a different – we all picked – all four of us picked a different team to win the division. And I was going with the Bears on this, and I thought health would be not an issue for them. Clearly, I was hoping wrong because Jay Cutler is, once again, hurt. Out. Is he playing? Is he not? I need to just see that.
They should have just sat him down, went with Josh McCown, at least for this game, too, and just let him get healthy. Whatever. You know, I chose the Packers to win this division. Mm-hmm. You know, they lost the one person they could not afford to lose. Forget the wide receivers. Forget Randall Cobb, JerMichael Finley, all them fools. They could not afford to lose Aaron Rodgers. And now we see why. Because their offense is inept without him.
Their offense was
garbage without him.
You know, and it's, you know, Eddie Lacy was promising, and he still is. It's just now the team can
just focus on you. Because Seneca Wallace, dud.
And then he got hurt.
Then you got the third string, who didn't look bad. Scott Tolson did not look bad for his first start. You know, he did throw a couple picks, had a touchdown. But, I mean, what do you want a guy to – he's the third stringer. I mean, what do you want him to do? You throw him in there – all he can do is just wing it. That's all he can do. And he did a halfway decent job. So I'd put my marbles on them going with him over Seneca Wallace if he can play next week. But
yeah,
the question arises, should they have gotten rid of Vince Young in the offseason before the season started? Should they have kept him as insurance?
Who?
Green Bay had Vince Young as their backup.
Oh, yeah.
And then released him. Should they have kept him?
Well, clearly it's looking like maybe they should have kept him. But they went with Seneca Wallace. I mean, granted, not having Aaron Rodgers, even somebody patching it like a Vince Young, it still wouldn't
you
be.
You got to prep for these kind of things.
They are 5-4. I mean, you're not out of the race because the Detroit Lions now are like, hey.
Yeah, I picked Detroit to finish second. You know, they're right now it's their division to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both Chicago and Green Bay and Minnesota have quarterback issues. They're the only team that really has stability at the quarterback position right now. Matt Stafford, can I say, Megatron, 2 more touchdowns today. He give him the Chris Carter tag. All he does is catch touchdowns. All he does is beast. So, I mean, with those two at the helm and Reggie Bush, I mean, he's a huge weapon for them. They're going to be scary. You know, Nate Burleson's working his way back. Said he doesn't want to rush. He doesn't want to have a Rob Gronkowski type moment where he right. breaks it again. And, you know, I can't knock him for that. But, you know, if he comes closer back to playoff time, gets his legs underneath him, who knows? They could possibly win this division.
Oh, no, they can, because I'm looking at their schedule right now. I mean, they play Steelers, Bucks. They play Green Bay again, but, you know, no Aaron Rodgers. Philly, maybe. Baltimore on a Sunday night game. We don't know what Baltimore is. New York, which might be a good game.
Mm-hmm. Consider.
Depending on New York week 16 having to play for the playoffs, and then at Minnesota. I mean, they should pretty much win this division.
Yeah, without question.
They are in the driver's seat. You know, Reggie Bush doing his thing. Mm-hmm. Megatron is off the chain right now. And, you know, as long as they can stay healthy.
And that's always the number one question. I mean, Chicago, new offense. You know, they're 5-4, so they're mm-hmm. not completely out of it yet. But Jay Cutler has got to stay healthy. The offensive line play has improved mm-hmm. from last season, without question. Matt Forte had an off day today. But for the most part, he's been as steady as they come at running back. Defensively, they still have questions. Losing Brian Urlacher, that was a big loss leadership-wise. And then they lost DJ Williams. And they lost Lance Briggs. So their linebacking core has taken a toll and taken some hits. So they're really banged up. You know, Charles Tillman had some injury issues this season. So if they can stay healthy, that's always the question you have with every team. But, yes. I mean – now, right now, Jay Cutler need to sit down, let Josh McCown start.
He's adequate.
He's been okay. I mean, we've seen he can play. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a backup quarterback, but he's a good backup quarterback. He's probably one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league. So let Jay Cutler sit. You know, you ride Matt Forte. You just need basically Josh McCown not to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And he's shown he can do some things. So Jay Cutler just needs to get healthy, try to get in the playoffs. Now I can see if they start falling down and down, he'll rush back and, you know, try to get them in. But if they can continue to continue to keep winning, I would say just rest him till you know you're pretty much in the playoffs, and then allow him to come back at that point.
That's what's up. And then with the Viking, I mean, all that, can we trade?
That's why she asked Adrian Peterson to demand a trade, but I'm sure they'll probably trade him in the – if they trade him, he will be traded in the offseason. But their real weakness, we all know, is quarterback.
Yep.
This is their weak link. If they can get an upgrade at quarterback, who knows? Maybe this team may be able to turn things around. The ownership has come out and said Leslie Frazier's job is safe through next season. Mm. So, you know, if they can get a guy, they're going to have to upgrade. Johnny Football. But if they can get an upgraded quarterback, you know, hopefully they can just get a veteran guy, a quality veteran starter. You know, they'll be in good shape. They'll be in good shape.
I was gonna say, should I just try Josh Freeman again? Well, what did Christian Ponder has looked the last couple games?
Christian Ponder's looked okay. You know, I mean, so
not, you know, we've known he's looked okay. He's had games where he's looked all right. It's just not consistent enough.
And with me, with Josh Freeman, at this point, you really have nothing to lose. You paid the man $3 million. You might as well try to get something out of him.
But, yeah, and I think Ponder has to play well. They have to, it has to be like, all right, we've only won two more games. All right, let's just throw him in.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, they playing a nice win against a comeback win versus the Redskins.
Yep.
And last, we got the NFC West, who, talking about your damn defenses right now.
Whew.
Man. All these games defensively are going to be tough when you go play mm-hmm. NFC West. But right now, we both had the Niners. We knew this was a tough one. We both were like, we lent a little bit with the Niners with their, you know, weapons and things they would give back. You know, but Seattle.
Props.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? I mean, clearly have the best defense in the league.
I mean,
there's no question. Well, I mean, Kansas City giving them a run for their money, but, I mean – I have to go with Seattle as far as the best defense. Their defense they just lock guys down.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson, granted people have had questions, you know, myself included, if he can be that guy. But he's looked good. They do run the ball a lot, so it does take away from, you know, him throwing it and all of that stuff. But when he needs to throw it, he can throw it.
Yeah, I mean, there were questions coming in the last few games, which, and they were running real close and ugly. Game against St. Louis. But, you know, they struggled on the road. Yeah. And granted, this wasn't the best team, but, I mean, walloped Falcons 33-10. I mean, this was a nice, for a team that doesn't play well on the road, this was a nice road victory.
Yep, a very good road victory. And, I mean, another guy up for Coach of the Year, Pete Carroll. If he can keep them rolling, he's a very good candidate for them. And you got San Francisco.
Yeah, you already said it about
Colin Kaepernick. Overrated. They came out first game of the season. Oh, he could be the best quarterback of all time. And it's like, we've played one game. Now through half the season, he looks like a middle of the pack quarterback.
Oof.
He really does. I mean, his stats really haven't stood out. Granted, he's missing a couple, some weapons, you know, that he needs to rely on. You know, Michael Crabtree was a big loss. I think Vernon Davis went out for a second, I think.
No, he went. I saw him go off for a second.
Got Mario Manningham back today, though. Still got Frank Gore. So, I mean, they still have pieces.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not out. It's just right now, Seattle is kicking ass.
They're on that whole run option thing. And that's why I hate it, because, I mean, I guess I'm just old school. I like the conventional, just hand the ball off to the freaking running back and pass in the pocket when you need to. So he hasn't looked all that great in the pocket. I mean, you saw the struggles he had today against Carolina's defense. So big makes loss. You wonder, you know, he came out last year and everybody was like, oh, this and that. And it's like, well, Alex Smith did get them to 7-1 before he got hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, could it have been a product of the system? Who knows? But, you know, he came in, he was new. It was fresh, you know, guys hadn't seen him before and didn't really know what to expect. Yeah. This is what happens when guys get opportunities to look at film, to game plan against you. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's the hardest guy to game plan for. No, he is not. Pocket quarterbacks are the hardest quarterbacks to game plan for. Because no matter what defense you run, if they can get it there, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Your Tom Brady's, your Drew Brees's, your Peyton Manning's, those are the hardest quarterbacks to plan for. Because they're so damn accurate, it's like, well, you have to get pressure on them. With Colin Kaepernick, I mean, yeah, he can run, but
I mean, only 91 yards?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. He hasn't had these games where he's had one game where he's really exploded and shown what he can do as a passer, but for the rest of the season, he's really been average at best as a quarterback. So their defense has really carried them up to this point. They're 6-3. And
Arizona.
You can make an argument. Yeah, Arizona's on their track. So I'm like, if the Niners tend to stumble, Arizona could leapfrog them for that number two spot. Yeah.
Arizona's issue is that they haven't won any division at all.
They got an adequate defense, very adequate offense, too.
Oh, no, it's starting to look better. They're just in a rough division.
Yeah.
Like, you got two heavyweights at the top.
But their defense is looking good. Their defense has played well. Patrick Peterson has established himself as one of the better young corners in the league. You know, Larry Fitzgerald, he's tried. I know there's questions about he may be traded in the offseason, but they're another team. I mean, Carson Palmer's okay, but is he the franchise quarterback? No.
They have a nice patchwork. But Andre Ellington could be good.
He needs to get the ball more.
Good enough, but you feel like with a guy like Larry Fitzgerald, you want an elite passer.
Yeah.
It's just the Cardinals and that stigma.
Yeah.
You know, in St. Louis, I mean, granted, they came out today and put a wall. I mean, they've looked all right, actually, under Kellen Clemens, at least defensively.
They've looked okay.
I mean, you smash Indy. I mean, you were hitting the shit out of Russell Wilson.
That came down to just a touchdown.
Zach Stacy has come out and actually looked pretty good.
I think they have clearly found their replacement for Steven Jackson at that position. Tavon Austin came out today and put on a show.
I'm saying, man.
This is why he was picked at number eight. I'm like, okay, finally.
Right.
He has finally showed why. Had two big punt returns. Had caught two touchdown passes. He's fast as all get up. So, I mean, you get the ball in his hands in space, he can make things happen. So, today was a clear example. Sam Bradford, feel bad for him. He tore his ACL, and it's just like, another injury. You wonder if they're another team, you know, and people forget, and keep this in mind, they still have one more of Washington's first-round picks for this upcoming draft. And if Washington is terrible, they could potentially have a top-five pick and get them a franchise quarterback and turn that franchise around.
Interesting.
So, I mean, it remains to be seen. But you know what? Hey, I mean, the Rams, they're looking okay under Jeff Fisher. Their defense looks definitely improved. Yeah, that's for dang, I'm sure. Their offense is just stuck in the mud. Yeah. They clearly need better wide receivers. Mm-hmm. That's without a doubt. Tight end-wise, Jared Cook has been okay. I thought he'd play much better this season than he has, but he's been all right. Yeah, so
I think that defense and running, all they can find is a quality quarterback.
Yep.
Things might look nice for him.
Exactly, exactly.
So right now we got Seattle holding down that number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, New Orleans and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Detroit.
And Dallas.
And Dallas right now holding the lead.
And then you got Chicago and Carolina as your wild card. Or excuse me, San Francisco and Carolina as your wild card. So, that's going to be tough.
You think Seattle can hold on to that top spot?
Yes, no question. Okay. I think they're clearly going to win that division, I think. The way San Francisco has looked this year, Seattle looks head and shoulders much better than they do.
Five straight.
So they're looking great. I do expect San Francisco to make the wild card, though. Okay. I do expect them to be one of the other wild card spots.
Do you think Carolina can stay in it?
That's going to be tough. Because, again, their offense is limited to an extent, so I'm not sure. Yeah. But the way Green Bay is looking, the way Chicago's looking, the quarterback situation, they have a chance to stay. If they can stay afloat and win the next few games, I think they can stay in it. New Orleans, I still think
for Detroit.
I still think New Orleans is winning that division.
I think so.
Detroit's going to win that division. I think at this point it's theirs to lose. They'll make that other spot. NFC, I don't know. It's NFC East. It's a toss up. I still think the Giants could still win this division. I picked them. I ain't going to shy away from them. I still got the Giants winning this division.
Damn.
At 3-6.
Maybe I just think Dallas is not going to choke that bad. Maybe I'm in the minority. But I think Dallas can hold on. Now, my expectations for them when they make the playoffs, zilch. I expect them to lose probably in the first round. But
I'll stick with Carolina being the other wild card, and the Giants will win the NFCs. Period.
I think Carolina might hold on. They've been looking real, really good. Mm-hmm. Although those two games they got with New Orleans – could make or break them.
Yeah.
Both of them teams, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think Detroit, with health-wise right now, winning two straight, I think they're going to hold it down. Yep. Chicago, you know, them being banged up and all that is not a good look. Green Bay, sorry.
They couldn't. Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
They losing Aaron Rodgers for far too long. It's over.
And I think Dallas is going to hold on and make the playoffs.
Ooh, a lot of wishful thinking.
All right. So who you like? Like you said, you think Peyton Manning's for sure MVP.
Yep.
Right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Without question, he's the MVP. I don't think there's a question. Well,
Mr. Tom is gonna be.
Tom Brady. He had an offense, this and that, and it's like, well, when Tom Brady was putting up 500-some-odd points, he won MVP, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But when Peyton Manning does, hold on, but it's Tom Brady. Shut up.
Well, you know, the other thing that Peyton Manning has in his favor is he didn't win it last year.
I'm just saying.
It's like Adrian Peterson won. It's not like we're giving it to him back-to-back. I mean, that's true. How they do MVPs.
Yeah, is true.
He was close almost, but now he's putting up even bigger numbers. Let's just give it to him.
Exactly. But, I mean, at this point, you can't say he didn't. He hasn't earned it.
Yeah,
he has thrown the most touchdowns. His completion percentage is high. I mean, he has the best QBR. He has the best quarterback. He's the best quarterback in the league right now at this point. So I think you definitely have to give him the MVP at this point. Clear-cut favorite, and that's what it is.
All right. And then we already think Andy Reid's getting coach of the year.
You know what?
Well, I think Andy, unless they bomb, if they can win the division over Denver, I think,
you know,
he's
what
got
though,
it.
I think he has to get it. I mean, they were last year. They had the number one pick, and right. if they go 10 wins and lose the rest of the reigning six, they're probably still going to make the playoffs. So I'm like, the fact that they're even a playoff team, he should probably get Coach of the Year. And I mean, the way he was sent out of Philadelphia, you know, he bounced back, has his team undefeated. I mean, what can you say? He has to win it, basically. In
outside of Giovanni Bernard, you think he has any competition for that Rookie of the Year?
Outside of Giovanni Bernard,
Zach Stacy,
Zach Stacy is okay. I mean, I think the only person who really could give him a real run would be Eddie Lacy.
Yeah.
But with the situation that happened in Green Bay,
it only works if he goes. Yeah. If he keeps him close in the playoffs, that's going to be a nice race.
But I just think with Giovanni Bernard, the impact he's made with the Bengals, giving them a new weapon to use. You know, if they win that division, I think he's the clear favorite for Rookie of the Year offensively.
And you and I agree on Robert Mathis.
Yes, defensive player of the year. The man leads the league in sacks. He's been dominant. You know, and what can I say? That's what gets you defensive player of the year. There really hasn't been a whole lot of standout defenders this season. So, I mean, he's the one guy that comes to mind, and, you know, he's earned it.
Yeah, and before we wrap up, we talked about it last time, and more crap has come out about it.
Mm-hmm.
More on this damn incognito story.
Yep.
Obviously, we missed the whole – his teammates are backing him now.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Martin is starting to look like the not, you know, part of this is
part of the
blame.
Problem.
Mm-hmm. You know, we find out about those harassment complaints with the golf club filling up on a chick.
Richard Incognito.
Hell, dude.
And then Richard Incognito actually came out and said that he received texts from Jonathan Martin stating that Jonathan Martin would kill his family. And he basically said that he didn't take it seriously because he knew it was coming from a teammate and all of this. You had the NFL poll come out, you know, 21% of the league said they really don't care if Richie Incognito comes back. I believe it was 20% for Jonathan Martin, 40-some-odd percent for Richie Incognito, and 30-some percent said they could care less if either one came back to the NFL. You know, with more information coming out, you do start to get the feeling that Jonathan Martin did, to an extent, overreact coming out, you know, with what happened like this. I mean, you do play in a sport in football where, you know, guys are going to say things. Everybody's not going to get along with everybody. And dudes do say things that could rub you the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there is a code of conduct. You know, there's unwritten rules to every sport. And one of those things is, you know, what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. If a guy's picking on you like that, man, to that extent, dude, you're 6'6", 315 pounds. Hit him in the face.
Yeah, the problem is you're going, like I said the last time, everybody can't do that. He, at some point, has to do something.
And apparently the GM came out and told him to punch him in the face. Punch him in the face.
The GM is going to... I mean, he has to. He has to do something, at least either or tell him to his face, leave me the hell alone. Like, I do think his teammates should have came up and been like, dude, you went too far. Or if they seeing this backup. Because, of course, they're going to close ranks. It's their locker room.
Yeah, they're so not going to say what's going on. Yeah.
Feel like the locker room might have been good. They're not going to crap on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think with Jonathan Martin, it's in them situations you've got to do. You have to at least, you know, if you didn't say something to your line coach, say something to somebody. They can at least say, hey, I brought this to somebody's attention.
And a lot of people may not know, but the offensive line coach and the team did part ways. The offensive line coach has been away for 5 weeks due to personal matters. So he was gone prior to this whole situation coming about. So I wanted to clarify that first of all. But it is kind of weird that he did kind of – they did decide to part ways, you know, after all this stuff came up.
Right.
It makes you wonder. So it's a very unfortunate situation. For those of you who haven't had a chance, there is an article by Jason Whitlock and where he basically brings up the point that with Richie Incognito basically deemed, quote unquote, you know, black, a yeah. brother, it brings to light the fact that it seems, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but what he says is basically our black culture, black people in general, we have everything backwards. You look at a guy like a Jonathan Martin, went to Stanford, has two parents who are lawyers, grew up in the suburbs, you know, very, very, very fortunate young man, you know, got, you know, was able to live life and get a lot of opportunities that some people normally don't get. You know, Chris and I understand how it can be, you know. Mm-hmm. We had parents who both went to college graduates, you know, mother was a teacher.
I mean, we were fortunate.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to be able to do things.
You know, with...
We didn't grow up in the hood or the ghetto.
Gunshots popping off. Like, we know them areas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In, I mean, we live right across the tracks, basically, from
my wife, Casey, grew up and spent some time in that. So, you know, we got friends who...
You know, I lived in the hood in Morehouse. When I went to Morehouse down in college, you know, I've seen it. I've seen guys get shot at and seen guns drawn, and I've seen it all. So,
but the whole street culture is not just black culture.
Yeah.
And what it comes off as is... Jonathan Martin, because he's soft-spoken, you know, because he seems to, you know, got the Stanford, that background.
I hate to use his term, but it's almost like he's an Uncle Tom.
Yeah, because he's got to come off like he educated. And, you know, maybe Incognito is a little more brash.
Yeah.
You know, more that, what words I want to say? That perception that gets a little fuel from rap culture and the street culture itself. That
because I got tattoos,
right?
Because I grew up in the sticks. Yeah, or
somebody comes at me, I'm gonna come at them like all harsh.
I'm gonna whoop your ass if you come at me foul and blah 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 blah. But
you know that's not all of black people. One, two. Like there's black people who don't like being black, and you think you give a white person that? Oh well, he's honorary. Like okay, so when shit gets down. Is that honorary black card are they going to fuck with him?
Exactly.
They're going to be like, hold up. Oh, nigga, you got the honorary black card? Get your ass down. They're going to, you know, no.
Nope.
That shit don't work. You know, all that shit with, that same shit y'all did with Bill Clinton. Now he's like the black president. So. And then when he and his wife, you know, were competing up against Obama, and he kind of, they kind of went a little low blow. It was like, oh, was he the black president then?
Exactly.
Did you consider him? Oh, well, he black though, so he can say that to Obama. Mm-hmm. Hell no. Nah.
Exactly.
That shit gets tired. They don't get no black card because you ain't experienced it, and you don't have to go through hell to know what it's like to be black.
Exactly.
Every black person, if you are a black person and you've gone somewhere where you are the only black person, whether it's in a restaurant, any place, you know it.
Yep.
You feel it.
You feel exactly.
You may not feel a whole bunch of damn hate, but you feel like. Eyes is on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have experienced that, whether we grew up poor as hell or with a spoon in our mouth.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't like that shit.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's unfortunate that people look at Jonathan Martin like, you know, he's less of a black person just because he's educated and all this. But
you
know, I mean, look, dude, some people don't like confrontation. Some people don't like to fight. You know, and you know, that's his thing.
That's a person thing. That's a people thing. That's not a race thing.
Yeah, I don't go around here trying to fight everybody, but I will tell you this. Somebody get in my face.
You push me to that limit.
I will hit you.
I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know you overstepping your boundaries. I ain't got to hit you.
I'm not promoting for kids to bully and pick on people, but if you are being picked on, if a bully is messing with you, I know your parents may tell you to go and tell such and such. Go tell the teacher. Go tell the principal. If there comes to a point where none of those options are available, you have all right to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, especially if you warn. I mean, sometimes I'm, you know, with a child, I don't advocate it. But, yeah, it's got to you got to at least say something or at least initiate the point that you're uncomfortable with this to either the bully or somebody. And, you know, if it gets to no choice where you brought it up over and over and over and nothing's happening, you just got to defend yourself.
Exactly.
Other than that, I hope by next week we can – I'm going to talk some more football. But we happy Midway Point is here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be real thick getting to the playoffs. I can't wait.
Definitely.
Got Turkey Day coming, all day football, and we'll see what happens in the next couple months.
Exactly.
Keep listening. We probably still going to jump back and give you the weekly NFL recaps.
Definitely.
And we'll be talking more basketball and all that stuff, of course.
Of course, of course.
Like the Pacers, man. What?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Spurs whooped that ass on the Knicks tonight.
The Bulls don't even look good beating the Sorry Jazz. I don't know what's going on.
But it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio as part of the Black Ears group of podcasts. Just look under, just do a search for Black Ears, and you will find us there.
Mm-hmm.
Please check us out also at www.blackearsonline.com. Check out The Break with KC Layman.
Hold on, sister.
Yeah, we just saw 12 Years a Slave, and we're going to be talking about that.
All right, now,
you know,
all right.
The group met, so we got some good things coming around the pipeline for you. Also, we got Coach Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Brother Mal.
Got us talking about Boardwalk Empire. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for tonight. Team Chalky.
There you go.
If y'all want to hit us up, please do. Feedback or comments, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. And leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
We definitely appreciate y'all listening to us. Continue to listen. Tell your loved ones, tell your friends, your family, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your dogs, your ducks, your cats, mice, gerbils, guinea pigs. Everybody, let all your people know about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And from Chris and Jonathan, this has been the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Yeah, who wanna rip with styles? The whole place on the lookout for Mr. Brown. We got plenty of clues and forensic files. Plus, envious fools, so we trip for miles. It's, yeah, you know the drill. Never holding them still. Roll them over the hill, just slide. Close your mouth and open the blinds. Clip the wings off a bird and let it float to the side. Say, say, to hear me calling, shouting out my name, I'm playing this in the walk. Hey yo, crash the gates, hey yo, pack the place up, break stuff, taking all the paper. I'ma stay laced up, keep a shame tucked, take a pay cut, even let you keep the dang pace up.
Really?
Say something, punk what? Put away the blank gun. Fakes wanna talk about bank, but they make none. Live from the sweat box, sucking all the props up, pop some, looking for the fox hunt, peace.
One shot's full clip, one up in the chamber, danger. Cables. What the drilly with that though? Dick blow up. One shot, full clip. One up in the chamber. Danger. You know how we come coming. Rock 40 inch cables. What the drilly with that though? Dick blow up.
Yo, the joke's over. Slap the blokes over. Catch a 40 caliber case of glaucoma. Riders like Johnny Depp rolling with Winona. Big trunk full of shit. Blow the globe up. So what? Nobody knows us. Got no love. Pop six. Ride you with top cops. Know what it does. Hot shit. By the bungalow. Drop the bloody glove. And won't get caught killing today, baby. Cause I'm a thug. Bottles of beer on the land of five horses. Man who wasn't there like Billy Bob Thornton. Crush groove lambing and stepping into the scene. Fertilized newborns. A reckoning for a dream. It's legendary assignment. Searchlights hover but can't seem to find them. Track down whatever you can in the mist. In this case it's strictly the hand over fist. So keep your eyes peeled, post and look fresh. Like Mammoth and Ideal, hope to hook chest.
Hey yo, what's up, take it to blows plus Jack. Whoever wanted with us get slapped up. Let it be known, Mr. Brown got something to bust. The blue steel touching his nuts. The pump got a sick mind of its own. Oh, cracking the globe like the edible egg. A nuclear rap bazooka with incredible aim. Who can you blame? I'm a troop cooped in a cage, and it's a thin line between a chip tooth and a fang. Come on.
You guys gonna get liquor?
Yo, it's just one of those things. Yeah. When you wanna ride, but it just don't swing. What? Wanna kick a rhyme, but it just don't bang. Huh. Or you got that new shit that still sounds plain. Hey. Yo, it's just one of those things. Yeah. When you wanna ride, but it just don't swing. What? Wanna kick a rhyme, but it just don't bang. Huh. Or you got that new shit that still sounds plain.
Yeah. One shot's full clip, one up in the chamber. Danger, you know how we come coming out. 40 inch cables, what the drilly with that though? Dick blow up. One shot's full clip, one up in the chamber. Danger, you know how we come coming out. Rock 40 inch cables, what the drilly with that though? Dick blow up. What the drilly with that though?
the drilly with that. That's the cat though. What? Banging, you hooked on my phone.